up whatever you want, toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. That is freetalklive.com. We've got the latest on the Ed Brown situation coming up for you tonight. It's it was breaking news earlier today. Luckily, it turned out a little better than we'd expected.
They were holed up there in New Hampshire.
Well, they're still holed up. We'll give you the latest there in a moment. But first to the phones, it is Sam in Texas on the Amplifier line. Hey, Sam.
Actually, this is Jason. I'm one of Sam's buddies.
Oh, hi, Jason. What's going on?
Well, Sam recently introduced me to your radio show. I want to tell you, I heard a lot of good things from you guys, and I wanted to tell you about an experience that my wife recently had here in a small town in North Texas.
Okay.
Well, what happened was my wife was pulled over by a small town police department who was doing the click it and ticket campaign.
Ah, yes.
So
little mandatory fundraising.
Yes, exactly. And this small town, we actually just got a police force this year.
Well, of course they did, because it's a good way to give out tickets and raise funds.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more.
Well, right, they're not out there investigating murders or robberies or anything like that. They're giving out tickets.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And kind of the interesting thing that happened with my wife during the Click It and Ticket campaign is she was actually wearing her seatbelt. The police officer just said she was wearing it the wrong way.
The wrong way. Did she have it up underneath her arm or something?
Exactly. She had it up underneath her arm.
A lot of people find, especially shorter people, you know, I don't know how tall your wife is or anything, but a lot of shorter people find it very difficult to have a seatbelt on because the darn thing runs right across their face.
You're exactly right. My wife, she's a very small woman. She's about 5'2 and 100 pounds.
Mm.
Yep.
So,
a little lady.
Yeah, the police officer gave her the ticket, and it said clearly that she wasn't wearing her seatbelt. When she challenged that and said she was, he said, well, you're getting a ticket for not wearing your seatbelt, and you can go to the courthouse and talk to them about that. Well,
right.
When that happened, being a small town, we went to straight to the police department when I got home and spoke with the chief. And his response, I think, was what was most shocking.
He told you can go to the courthouse, too.
Oh, yeah. But what happened when I spoke with the police chief was he told me, he told us that, you know, because she was wearing it wrong, that's why she got the ticket. And when I said, well, you know, it's all right as U.S. citizens to have a trial by, of jury of peers, he said he couldn't believe that we would take one of his two police officers off duty so we could challenge something
right,
like
they're
this.
Making the roads, they're making the roads so much safer, though, Sam.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. You must be able to see the difference in your town and on the safety of the roads. Because, I mean, just recently they added the police force, so the roads must be significantly safer now, right?
Oh, of course.
He can't believe it. What indignation. He can't believe it that you would challenge one of his officers in court. Well, I can't believe it that your officer's out there pulling people over for seatbelt violations when he could be doing something valuable with his time. Like, you know, I don't know.
Investigating
around the office.
Crime?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a small town. I doubt there's much crime to investigate.
But that's the thing, though. If I'm going to pay for a police force, there are plenty of unsolved crimes in his town, whether it's burglaries, whether it's assaults, whatever it is. There's plenty of them out there. Why aren't the police tracking down these cold leads looking for things like that? I feel like that's a better use of their time.
That's why, right there.
Oh,
because speeding tickets mean money.
Yep.
And one of the interesting things about that is, you had mentioned small petty crimes. We had a case of teenage kids vandalizing spray painting cars.
Right.
Instead of handling something like that that was of importance to the citizens, they decided that they would try to issue as many tickets over the holiday weekend as they could.
Sure. You know, I mean, because if you catch the thing is if you catch those teenagers, what does it do for your bottom line if you're the police department?
Absolutely nothing.
It does nothing. I mean, you make the community safer, but really, isn't money what motivates everybody in this world?
I couldn't agree with you more. Yeah,
right, that's the reason I go to work.
Yeah, but the difference between us and them, of course, Mark, is that we go to work in the hopes that, you know, our efforts will produce money on a voluntary basis.
Right, people will give us money because they like our product, whereas the police, they go to work to give out tickets, and if you don't pay, you're going to jail.
Right, so what was the rest of your encounter with the police chief like? Did it end there with his indignation?
After he said that, you know, I kind of laughed and said I couldn't believe that that was his stance, but that if that's the way he felt, I thought it was our duty as a family to go ahead and and take it to court and, you know, see what happens.
Good for you. What do you expect to happen? When's this scheduled for?
Well, actually, my wife I just spoke to her recently, and she went in and got a court date, and it's going to be in about 4 weeks. So, you know, we're interested to see what happens with it. And quite honestly, I think it's going to be, you know, I think any reasonable person would throw it out when they look at the circumstances, you know, behind the issue. She clearly was wearing her seatbelt.
Yeah, but you're in a small town, and, I mean, first of all, it's unlikely, I think, that even in a bigger area that you would have that case thrown out, because the law is the law, my friend.
Well, he still deserves a jury trial, and I say you take it all the way to the door.
But I agree, absolutely. I mean, if you can afford to do it, if you've got the time, and that's not a problem, I think you should. But, again, you're dealing with small-town politics here, and you live in the town, so you know it better than I do, but, you know, the impression that I get from a lot of small-town governments is that the police chief is probably friends with the judge in this particular
case.
Sure,
they hang out with the judge, but there's going to be 12 people, his peers, sitting on that jury.
Will you get a jury trial?
Well, we will, and the good thing about it is because we're such a small town, it's going to actually be a jury that they'll pull from the county. We don't actually have a city judge or anything
mm-hmm,
like that. So I believe the you know, when we go to jury trial, they'll pull the jury from the whole county.
Well, I'd say go for it. I mean, you certainly don't have anything to lose. I presume you're going to represent yourself.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You know, when they make these mandatory seatbelt laws, you know, they just pass. It doesn't cost them anything. They just pass some law somewhere with the legislature. But, you know, it seems like when you're talking about people who, you know, not to demean your wife in any way, but she's 5'2", so you could call that a quote-unquote disability. Shouldn't the state be handing out, you know, some kind of device that changes seatbelts that you have to put in your car and give them away free to everybody who has, you know, the disability of being under 5'4", or something like that?
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that, but that might be something worth bringing up.
Yeah, you shouldn't be obligated to go out and buy one of these things for yourself. It's their law. They passed it.
Here's the other thing I'm concerned about. I mean, I really, what I'd like to know, Jason, is when this happens. You said, when was it again?
It happened last Friday.
When's this court trial?
In about, I think she said 6 weeks.
Okay. Give us, do me a favor, try to call us back afterwards and let us know how it goes.
Yeah, we're interested.
I'm concerned, though, that as a result of you sort of harassing the police officer by forcing him to show up for this trial. I mean, obviously, you could tell that the police chief was upset by this. I'm concerned you're going to experience some retaliation on the part of the cops. I don't know what sort of form that may take, but if they're really irritated by this, you know, having to show up at court and everything, then they may try to pull you over again. They may, you know, trump you up on some charges. That's just what I'm concerned with, because I've heard some awful stories about small town police.
But you're never going to be able to stop a bully if you don't stand up to him.
That's true.
And that's the way I feel. I feel for far too long, we've been very passive about things as a you know, society in general, letting the government get away with too many things. And you know, I feel like we're just doing our small part to stand up and say, hey, we don't believe this is right, and there's a better use of not only your time, but also the taxpayers' money.
Good for you, Jason. I congratulations on having the courage to do that, to stand up against the system, even though you are technically using the system. You're not really standing up against the system itself.
Yes, that's true, yeah.
But nonetheless, it still takes some courage to do what you're doing, especially in a small-town political environment where everybody knows everybody else, and this could come back to bite you. So good luck. Let us know what happens, and thanks for the story. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, it's hard to fight a battle like that when you're so far away from other people that could lend support to you. I mean, if it's just you and your wife, you know, it's not as easy as if it's you, your wife, and 10 Free State Project members. I think that if I were in his shoes, and I didn't ask him if he was going to be moving to New Hampshire, but if I were in his shoes, I'd try to stay under the radar. I would wouldn't rock the boat.
I know you would, but if I was upset about it, I would stand up and I'd take it to trial.
Yeah. Then I'd move to New Hampshire and stand up here. I'd make the stand for liberty here, because it makes a lot more sense to do it where there are people nearby that are going to stand with you, especially if something goes wrong. 800-259-9231, and something almost went wrong earlier this afternoon at Ed Brown's house in Plainfield, New Hampshire. We will give you the latest on his case here in moments with your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D, the numeral 2Z.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07, subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free. So you can enjoy those, including archives and entire year's worth of the show, right there on the front page of the website. For your downloading convenience, grab them up for free at freetalklive.com. And wouldn't it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach to keep you from getting busted with marijuana? Go to NeverGetBusted.com to view clips of the recently released DVD that's gained world attention. Never Get Busted.
freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones to Triddle in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Triddle.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey there,
good, sir.
What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, I've got a personal problem.
Okay.
I am the victim of identity theft.
Oh, dear. No. How did it happen?
Well, I don't entirely know, and that's kind of the problem. To start, we got to go back about 7 years when the first time this happened to me. And typically, when you have identity theft, what you're supposed to do is wait until you find out and then either submit affidavits of fraud or police records to the debt collectors, and they'll remove the debt from your name and take it off your credit report, and everything should be fine, and you continue on with your life.
Okay.
Sounds like a big old pain, but okay.
It's a huge pain, and this is what I did the first time. Well, here we are, like I said, 6 years later, and it's happened to me again.
Mm.
And I went through, and I'm jumping through the hoops to get this solved again, and I decided that what this is purely a reactionary tactic to the problem. And instead of being reactive, I want to be proactive. I want to stop this from happening again in the future.
Mm.
And from all of the research I've been doing, I have not found a simple solution yet, or any solution. I'm hoping that either you guys can help me out or one of the listeners can help me out and give me some ideas. And I'll tell you what I've done so far so we don't try to duplicate effort here.
All right.
First thing I did was contact my local police department, and they took a report. They basically told me that, you know, this is not likely to be solved, and I should pretty much forget about it. From there, I contacted the debt collector, and I'm in the process of solving it with them. And then I started realizing I should try to be proactive. So I contacted the FBI because this is an interstate matter, and when it comes to interstate matters, of course, you have to deal with the federal government.
Yes.
Well, the FBI has absolutely no concern at all. They won't do anything until the matter is in an amount of about $500,000, and I'm not anywhere near that. So I got to thinking, well, what if I just change my name and my social security number? Perhaps then, at least they can't be using the information that they already have, which is already loose out there, to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently that doesn't solve the problem either, and it's not a recommended tactic to take when trying to solve identity theft. I contacted the office of my congressional representative, and he agreed, as long as with everybody else, that this is a huge and rampant problem in this country.
Yes.
And it's consuming an enormous amount of time, and there's very little that can be done about it aside from contacting the three credit reporting agencies and taking care of it with them. And the funny thing is the first time I did this, I went through this hassle, I put a fraud watch on all three of my credit reports.
Right.
And that didn't stop it from happening again.
Huh.
So I'm really, really, really at a loss as to what I should do. And it's really interesting the way that this has negatively affected me, because you'd think that it would only be a little ding on your credit report, which you could get removed and taken care of. But who knows how long this has been on my credit report. And I've been looking for a job for several months now, and I just recently found out that it's standard operating procedure for large companies to do background investigations and credit checks on people before they extend employment. So I have never received a phone call back from any of the jobs I've applied to, and the best I can figure that this is why.
Well, I mean, as far as applying to jobs, it's usually good to follow up with the ones that you're interested in. Have you done that?
Well, no, not necessarily all of them.
When you're looking for a job, not that I'm an expert at this, but when you're looking for a job, you if you've got ones that you would like more than others, you should call them back. That way they actually know that you're really interested and not just somebody who's filling out an application. So I don't know if that's necessarily a factor, but it might be. Certainly something to be concerned with. And the whole issue of identity theft in general is absolutely something that every American and everyone around the world should be concerned with. And I really wonder, you know, since the government sort of has this system that it's put us all into, the Social Security number, how much culpability does the government have in this whole identity theft situation?
None that they're going to take.
Well, obviously.
Well, now, I spoke to a friend of mine who had a very interesting point regarding this very specific thing. He said that the only people who are actually concerned about identity theft happen to be the consumers, and this is why. The companies who extend credit, when they take a loss, they write it off of their income taxes. So it's not really a loss for them anymore.
Well, that, it's a bit of a loss because even though they're writing it off, and it's nice to take a write-off, it's still only about 20% of, that's a 20% break. For instance, and I don't know what, I believe that corporate income tax levels are 20%. So it may go up. I'm certainly no tax attorney. I'm not a CPA. But I believe it's 20%, which means that they lose 80% still. Because they only get the break of the 20% that they didn't get taxed on in that particular.
Okay. Well, and the government isn't largely concerned because any losses they take, they just pass right back on to us again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't care either.
Yeah, they don't care. And it's really, this is a good follow-up to your last call because you want to talk about misdirected police resources. No one in the police is interested in taking this case. They don't have the slightest interest in it at all. And I think there's two possibilities here for why I got nailed again. I think either the original person who hit me has done it again after a short lag time, or my information is for sale on the black market. And if it's the first case, the only way I can think to stop it is to have this guy arrested and prosecuted. And if it's the second case, I have absolutely no idea what I can do to prevent.
Yeah, if it's the second case, your number's floating around out there, and who knows who's going to get their hands on it next. I saw a company recently online, and I don't remember how I came across it. I thought, it'd make an interesting advertiser, so maybe we should approach them, Mark. They aren't an advertiser. I don't know if their service is any good, but it certainly is intriguing. It's LifeLock. Have you heard of it?
Have I heard of it?
Anybody.
I've heard of it because I've called them on advertising on multiple occasions, the first one being February the 5th of this year.
Oh, so
and
you are looking at
the last time I called them was May the 24th. They're looking at starting in the fall.
Really? But okay, that'd be
LifeLock.com, they are, in fact, a company that they guarantee that they will stop identity theft, and they guarantee it with some large amount of money.
I wonder, though, if they, they're marketing this service to people that are concerned about identity theft, but I wonder if it's going to be something to where they'll take you if you've already had your identity stolen.
I've spoken to Jason Ovitt, their senior account supervisor. He's some level of bigwig there, right? And he claimed that they can do stuff even for people who have had trouble.
That's good.
I don't generally talk about potential advertisers that haven't paid, but since you have this specific problem, LifeLock.com.
Yeah, there you go, Triddle. Good luck with that, and let us know how it goes. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231, and hopefully they'll come on board, and we'll get to talk more about them in the future. This is your show. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms.
Oil is oil.
Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free live view. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features for free. Shrine of Female listeners included. The dozens and dozens of ladies who have taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Jarvis in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jarvis.
Hey, guys. I want to talk about a topic you guys were talking about yesterday, which is monopolies.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned something that I think a lot of people find confusing, and I certainly did before I looked into it more, and that's the difference between monopolies that are enforced by the government and monopolies that just spring up naturally through capitalism.
Right.
And
the terms are coercive monopoly and market monopoly.
And
right.
Usually when someone's referring to a market monopoly, they're talking about a virtual monopoly. I don't think anyone has ever been able to... show me, at least in an established industry, a real monopoly in anything that doesn't have to do with the government. I mean, an honest-to-God monopoly.
I'll give you an example.
Okay, great.
So that was the point of my call. And the example is Intel. Intel basically had effectively 100% monopoly on chips for personal computers.
Now, I did say an established market, and
sure,
I think that in the personal computing arena that Intel, when it's, the marketplace hadn't even really been around for,
When are you talking about?
A couple decades.
What period in Intel's existence are you referring to?
Basically, throughout the 80s and most of the 90s, they were the only company that would provide good chips for personal computers. And, through 386s, 486s, they were it.
Well, you said good chips.
Yeah, I'm listening to it.
Sorry.
Yeah, you said good chips.
I think my phone's dying.
You have been qualifying. You have been qualifying your statements. You said they're the only ones providing good chips, and you also said that almost 100%. You've been hedging a little bit.
Well, I mean, you have to in market monopolies because you're right. There is no fully 100% without force, but they pretty much did have a monopoly. And my point is that they did not do any of the things that people complain about monopolies doing bad. I mean, they only provided good services.
Right.
Until, I don't know if you guys remember, but when the Pentium first came out, they were producing wrong results. People used to make fun of them. If you do division on a Pentium, you get the wrong answer.
Mm.
And that was about when they started slipping. And AMD, Athlon, came up with a competing product, and now they have to compete with AMD. And AMD makes a very good competition to Intel's chips.
Yep, they sure do. I said they sure do. I like to buy AMD myself.
But
you're right, and that's a great example. That's an excellent example of at least something that came darn close to 100% market monopoly based on providing a product and service that people voluntarily wanted to purchase, and that's okay. And nothing prevented AMD from jumping into the game. There wasn't any sort of regulatory hoops or anything like that that they had to jump through necessarily to, I mean, maybe beyond getting an occupation permit, and he's gone. Maybe beyond getting an occupational license or something like that. I mean, there's no board of board of regulation for computer chips. Thank goodness that doesn't exist.
Right.
If that existed, we'd still be using 386s.
Crappy computer chips, too.
Yeah, we'd be on XTs. 1-800-259-9231. So, a great example. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind. All right, so I said we were going to talk about the latest on the Ed Brown situation. The news broke at around, I guess it started sometime this morning, but it really started to break around noon. Some of the people here in New Hampshire had already loaded up into their vehicles and headed up towards Plainfield because the feds, the state police, and I'm sure a number of other policing organizations had essentially surrounded the Ed Brown household. Now, in case you don't know, Ed Brown is, he insists federal income tax laws are invalid. They were convicted. This from the Foster's online in New Hampshire. They insist federal income tax laws are invalid, convicted in January of scheming to hide $1.9 million of income between 1996 and 2003. They also were convicted of using $215,000 in postal money orders to pay for their residence and for Elaine Brown's dental office in neighboring Lebanon. The property seized Thursday. That's today. The money orders were broken into increments just below the tax reporting threshold. Judge Stephen McAuliffe sentenced them to 5.5 years or 5.25 years in prison. They skipped their April sentencing hearing, and they've since then pretty much been holed up in their home in Plainfield, New Hampshire.
Got to get a little boring there.
And Ed Brown has said, again, he's a man in his 60s,
mm-hmm.
As is his wife. And he has basically said that I haven't done anything wrong, and I'm not going to jail. So if you come and try to take me to jail, I'm going to shoot you.
Well,
that's pretty
exactly
much
sure
what
that,
his situation is.
I'm not exactly sure that he's been entirely effective, because essentially he's put himself under house arrest.
Essentially, he has, but I'd rather be in my house than in a jail cell any day.
Same here.
And the government does not want him to stay in his house. The government is very upset about this. The government officials, they don't quite know what to do, because things are different today than they were in 1994 during Waco times and Ruby Ridge. Information travels a lot faster now than it did then. And as a result of that, Ed Brown is still alive today. Because if this were 20 years ago or 15 years ago, he'd probably be dead at this point. They would have raided his house. Nobody would have known about him. And it would have been just a tragic situation. But now, the Free State Project members, a number of them are aware of the situation. They're supporting Ed Brown. Of course, local liberty lovers here in New Hampshire and people across the country are getting behind Ed Brown and supporting him in what he's doing. Now, once you start to get to know Ed, he's a little kooky. He's a little bit kind of wacky.
That is protected by the Bill of Rights.
Yeah. And you know what, as far as I'm concerned, I don't really care about his religious beliefs or whatever his belief system is. That's not the issue here. The issue is, should an individual be free to keep the money that he earns in a so-called free country? That's all that Ed and Elaine did. They didn't hide their money. She was a dentist, and Ed was a pest control guy. I mean, they were out there doing business in the Lebanon area in New Hampshire for years, making money, and obviously doing business.
Providing services for people.
Right, it's not like they were selling crack. I mean, in that case, then you're hiding your income. But otherwise, you're providing services, you're creating invoices. People know what you're doing. And so, you know, the IRS did what it normally does, is it waits and waits and waits and, you know, builds up 5 or 10 years worth of so-called evidence and then takes you to the government courts. And, of course, the government courts are going to rule in favor of the IRS. And in Ed Brown's case, he wasn't allowed to bring up the arguments that he wanted to make. So
yeah, it's his trial. He's not allowed to bring up the arguments he wants to make.
So he said, screw this. This is not a real court, and I'm not coming back. And he didn't. And so they sentenced him without in absentia, basically. He was not there. And they want to put him in a jail cell. He doesn't want to go. So today, things got a little bit different. Federal authorities indicated today they would not raid the home of two convicted tax evaders, but did serve a warrant to seize property that they own in a neighboring town. The warrant was served in Lebanon, and authorities had no contact with Ed and Elaine at their fortified hilltop compound in rural Plainfield. Now, wait a minute. I've been to the Ed Brown household.
Would you have described it as a hilltop compound?
No, I wouldn't have described it as hilltop because you walk downwards to get to his house.
Okay.
The driveway is fairly long, and then at the end of the driveway, it angles downwards, so I don't know how you could call that a hill.
Well, it's fun to say hilltop.
And a compound, it's a house. There's not, you know, concrete barriers around or
right,
reinforced doors.
It sounds like there's turrets at the top.
Right.
You know, like maybe he's got a 50 cal mounted up there?
No.
No?
No.
No, so it's just a house.
It's a house. I mean, it does have a lookout sort of tower, but I mean that's a room to look outside and look at the pretty trees that surround the area. That's all that is. There's no fortification or anything like that. I've been inside the house. 800-259-9231. Now, the feds are saying that they aren't going to raid Ed, and they only wanted to seize the dentist's office. But wait till you hear about the just huge amount of people and equipment and stuff they had brought out to seize an empty dentist's office.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. Readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-221-5756. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-221-5756. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-221-5756. 1-800-221-5756.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. Signal CAI toll-free line in here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so do enjoy those on us. Then if you like the show and you want to help support us, then you should go and shop with us at store.freetalklive.com. We got lots of neat merchandise, including the hot-selling 2-gigabyte multi-gadget. It's a 2-gigabyte MP3 player, flash drive, it's a voice recorder, and an FM tuner, all rolled into one with our snazzy logo on it for less than $60. There's that. There's a variety of Free Talk Live clothing, now with the Free Talk Live ladies t-shirt, two different types of hoodies, the brand-new beanie cap, and the very special Free Talk Live lighter bottle opener combo for those of you who like to smoke or light things on fire, like fireworks and stuff. So head over there to store.freetalklive.com and do some shopping, buy some neat things. Store.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the latest with the Ed Brown situation. There was breaking news earlier today in Plainfield, New Hampshire, where Ed and his wife Elaine are currently holed up in their house. The media loves to describe it as a compound, but I've been there, been inside it. The thing's not even completed. He's still building the thing.
So it's an incomplete compound.
Right. It's not a compound. It's his house, and it's where he wants to retire and live out the rest of his years. He's a man in his 60s, his wife also, around his age. And now the feds want to put him in a jail cell. And Ed says, I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't hurt anybody. I wanted to live my life and decide for myself where my money went. That's what he did. And now they want to put him in a jail cell. And he has said, if you try to do that, I'm going to go out shooting. And so as a result, the feds have sort of been standoffish. They haven't, they hadn't really done anything until today. Neighbors had reported heavily armed police and at least one armored vehicle near the 110-acre property Thursday morning. Reporters were kept away from the scene, and a plane carrying an Associated Press photographer was ordered out of the airspace. So they really went out of their way to ensure that no one was able to actually witness what was going to go down. Now, the only people who would have been able to witness what was happening would have been anyone who happened to be at the Ed Brown residence at that time. And if you have been following this case, then you know that at any given time, there's usually somebody there visiting Ed or just staying there to keep them company and that sort of thing. And indeed, I think there were maybe a two or a handful of people, and we're not really sure how many people were actually on the Ed Brown property. But as far as people from the outside, you were absolutely not allowed to even go near the area of Plainfield where Ed Brown was in. In fact, I don't know if they mentioned in this article, but they were actually evacuating people from their homes in the vicinity.
Hmm.
And all of this, according to the U.S. Marshal Stephen Monnier, quote, "We're here to serve a warrant," he said in a statement to calm speculation that a raid was imminent. "Marshals have negotiated daily with the Browns since January and will continue doing so," said the marshal. "As we've said from the beginning, we'll continue to communicate with Ed and Elaine Brown to convince them to surrender peacefully." Authorities did detain a supporter staying with the couple as he walked their dog on Thursday morning, and no one has yet heard as to whether or not that individual has been released. We've not heard about that yet. The home has a so-called watchtower, and they claim it has concrete walls, and the ability, as though that's a, what is that, a big deal? My house in Florida had concrete walls.
Right,
built in 1954. And the ability to run on wind and solar power. Ed Brown, who has at least one gun, has said he had stockpiled food and supplies and would resist arrest. Authorities were clearly prepared for the worst on Thursday. Vehicles leaving a checkpoint early in the afternoon included an armored Massachusetts SWAT vehicle, an explosive disposal unit, a communications truck, and a New Hampshire State Police cruiser driven by someone wearing camouflage face paint. Two planes flew overhead, and the occupants of two passenger vans hid their faces as they drove past. And this is just, you know, they're just touching on some of the insanity that went on in Plainfield today. I mean, closing off the airspace, taking people out of their homes. They don't mention that in this article, but I was reading as much as I could about this as it was developing this afternoon. But taking people in the surrounding area from their homes, what is the meaning of that? What's the purpose there exactly?
It doesn't seem good. It to me, it sounds like an aborted attack. That's all that I can get out of this.
That's what people are speculating on the NHFree.com forums right now. They're speculating that because of the response to this, because of the outpouring of people that showed up at a moment's notice, they, even though they couldn't get to Ed's house, they showed up in the vicinity and, you know, were standing outside of the barriers, I guess, that the police had put up. And then I guess just the media interest that it generated and all of the attention that it generated, you're suggesting, Mark, that as a result of that, they called it off. And they said, oh, we're just here to serve this warrant, because that's what they're claiming. They're claiming they're only there to serve a warrant on the dentist's office, which is in Lebanon, New Hampshire, which is not Plainfield, New Hampshire. Different town entirely. So if they're serving a warrant on an empty dentist's office in Lebanon, New Hampshire, why do they have to cordon off the area where Ed Brown lives?
In Plainfield.
In Plainfield. Very he doesn't strange. Leave his house, for the most part. I've heard rumors that he's gone out a few times, but for the most part, he doesn't leave his house. He's not going to show up while you're confiscating the dentist's office and go out in a blaze of gunfire. He just cares about his life. He doesn't care about the dentist's office in the other town.
Yeah, they pretty much let that go, haven't they? I mean,
let go.
Well, I mean, his wife and he are not running the dentist office. They're not going to the dentist office. I don't really understand.
Yeah, well, I mean, he can't. Yeah, right. The business is closed. It's an empty building. So once again, why were all those troops there? Why was a man in camouflage paint driving a vehicle? Why are there SWAT teams and armored personnel carriers and, you know, cops and state police? Why all of these people if you're just going to confiscate an empty building in another town? I think you're right, Mark. I think they were going to make a move, and they did it sloppily. And I hope they continue to botch it up, but you can tell what they were trying to do was prevent anyone from seeing what they were going to do, what actions they were going to take on Ed Brown's property. The only people that would have been able to see it would have been the people on the property, presuming they lived through it. Because if there's no media around, remember, with Waco, media surrounded that event. And, of course, it took Waco was a long sort of event. It was several days, as I recall.
Oh, yeah. It seemed like weeks.
Right. And so there was sort of a long buildup before they decided to do anything. In this particular case, they cordon off the area. If they had made a move at that point and executed everybody who was in the residence, then they could have made up whatever story they would have liked. If you'd taken out everybody that was in the Ed Brown house, no one else would have known what went wrong or what happened. The cops could come up with any sort of cover story, and then it would be over. So I wonder if they're going to do a nighttime raid at this point. Because something that I guess clued a lot of the people in was that Ed Brown's phone line was cut off earlier this morning. And I guess some people had called and tried to talk to Ed because he has friends who call periodically and check in on him.
Probably to check and see if the phone line's been cut.
Right. And so that was one of the things that alerted people to, that something was going on. So what happens when this goes down at 2 a.m.? You know, this is essentially was a trial run at this point. Because there's no reason for all these troops to come out to confiscate a building in a different town. This was a trial run. And you may be right, Mark. They might have been just testing the water. They might have actually done it today had nobody responded, had nobody shown up. But if it's 2 in the morning and most everyone is asleep, including Ed and Lane and most of the people in that household, and all the rest of us aren't paying attention, then it might be a little easier for them. I hope it doesn't. I hope it doesn't occur that way. The Browns, let's see, the couples described the court as a fiction unworthy of their attention and returned government mail unopened. Ed Brown said nothing was out of the ordinary at the house this morning and then hung up, but then told a different story earlier to a supporter who recorded it and posted some of it online, saying, quote, one of our visitors went out for a walk at 7:45 with my dog, and about an hour later, about 8:45, the dog came ripping down the driveway, and I've waited now for another half an hour and no visitor. He also said the power had gone out twice during the overnight, and an airplane had flown over the house where he said he was holed up with numerous supporters. He says it could be a test to see our reaction, our response time. Calls made later Thursday were answered by a recording saying the line was not in service. Supporters have visited and stayed with the Browns during and after their trial. Marshals Service said the dog walker, whose name was not immediately released, was being questioned but had not been charged. Monier made it clear that anyone helping the Browns avoid authorities could be charged. Quote, aiding and abetting in their obstruction of justice, anyone doing that is subject to arrest. So they're trying to scare away all of Ed Brown's friends. They want everybody who's associated with Ed Brown to get all scared. This show of force, obviously, is kind of a scary thing. Them arresting this other guy is sort of a frightening thing. But I don't think these guys quite know who they're dealing with yet. They're dealing, in many cases, with a lot of Free State Project members. Not all of them, but a bunch of them are getting active here, and they're already talking about ways to help fortify Ed as far as, and of course, this is definitely aiding and abetting. So another question is, will they go after the individuals who are talking about doing these things? But one of the ideas that's been floated is getting Ed multiple track phones, multiple prepaid cell phones, because that way they can't just cut off his home line. That way they'd have to literally shut off, you know, Sprint. They'd have to shut off all of the different cell services in the area if they were to make a move like that. So that's one of the things that they've suggested doing, and I'm sure some other creative ideas will be coming forth here fairly shortly. Hour 2's on the way. You take control. Tree Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.